from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's go.
I'm being abused at all angles here. I'm taking haymakers. Everybody, I feel like the Bears rookie quarterback Caleb Williams getting trash thrown at him yesterday on Hard Knocks. All just because I suggested, with Pitbull's prediction of the Dolphin Super Bowl changing their name to the Miami Dolphins.
But
the crowd.
Stop trying to make it work.
That's how I imagine a vampire says dolphins. Oh, you're a fan of the dolphins.
The dolphins. All right, let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
All right. Not great news from Dolphins practice. It has now been called because a Falcons receiver, Rondell Moore, went down with a non-contact injury, got an air cast, has been carted off. So that is no bueno. On the Dolphins side of injuries, apparently Aaron Brewer got hurt. And... he went into the Baptist Health Center facility with trainers, which of course means that the master of multiplicity or whatever the hell Mike McDaniel calls. Almost like he jinxed himself, because he's like, oh, yeah, we're going to get him at right guard, and just said, nope, back at center today.
Yeah. We're going to give him that stability he hasn't had an ability to have yet. Well, just not. So do we hit the market, or do we wait and see?
Well, they just signed Connor Williams. Just signed with the Seahawks, so damage is done.
That's not good.
Unless you want to get Pouncey fattened up.
I do actually.
Damage is done.
Is he available? Too skinny now.
Not good.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you can find a replacement on the offensive line for almost every other position except for the center. Like. As far as quickly, like a quick turnaround, that's not going to go well. I think we had something last year where we were almost in that situation, but old Eichenberg managed to suck it up and play that game.
I mean, if you got to give Eichenberg anything, he is durable. You got to give him that. He is available.
And you think it's just easy to play multiple positions on the offensive line?
I'm not saying it's easy. Okay. All right. Not saying it's easy. It's like you said. Just a master of none, though.
That's what the multiple until they put him at a position, which they're trying to do this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Am I?
I mean, the offensive line was not terrible last year, even with all the moving.
Yeah, but it got noticeably worse after Connor Williams went down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because guess what? Eichenberg had been playing guard and they had to move him to center.
Because he wasn't playing.
Oh, okay. All right. All the football players in – let me ask you this.
Yes.
All of the professional football players walking on planet Earth, right? Why do you think they're sticking with Eichenberg?
I don't know, dude. Why was it one year that they made Jesse Davis their left tackle for $3 million? And they're like, this is going to work. And it didn't work. Tua nearly got killed.
That's true.
And they're like, and not only that, he's our captain. Like, what?
Yeah, remember that.
Yeah, I do. Actually, yeah, I do. Remember when they tried to make Mark Colombo a thing? Terrible. Tyson Klabo. Everybody's got to – listen, I understand. What they're doing is very hard. They have to stop the most menacing athletes on the planet. I understand. But there's always a bum that stands out amongst the rest.
Your takes have been in that.
No, that's not true. Everybody knows there's a bum that stands out amongst the rest.
No.
Rough.
Dolly Stadium. Dolly Dolphins. Dolly Fins.
No, it's just the Dolly Fins.
Dolly.
Yeah.
Gotta put a little flair on it, Leroy.
Not to mention Precious. We didn't even go back to that one.
I don't like the fact that Stunt Steve gets into your DMs and is all of a sudden like, that's the, like, he's got to add extra, like his director's cut. Like, he gets his own little show on the phone afterwards where he's like, woof, Dolly Fins, woof. Worst nickname since Precious Achiuwa's, which was not a nickname. What I said was,
he does do that, dude. He does. Yeah.
He's got his own little director's cut, his own little private line to us. And he goes, remember that Precious Achiuwa suggestion?
He's got his own speed chat.
Like a 90s. This was filmed in front of a live audience. And the live audience is like, boo!
Shmeethan says, Tobin's right. There's always a bum that stands out. Exhibit A, Embiid on Team USA.
Yeah.
Dude.
True.
Can I tell you something?
Uh-oh.
What the hell's up with Jason Tatum?
Well, we know.
He missed a layup and he's shooting bricks.
Like, he is a lost cause. You know, they gave
him tell you why. He's being required to play defense. And when he plays for his team, he just stand in the corner and let Jaylen Brown do everything.
Dude has become Bismack Biyombo. If it ain't a lob, he ain't hitting it.
Damn.
Crazy.
That is weird.
The fall off will be studied.
It is weird. No, but it is weird that they have claimed him to be one of the best players in the league, and he can't get on the court with the best players in the league.
Yeah.
So what is that saying?
Teammate's been playing great, though.
Huh?
Derek
White. White.
You gotta, I mean,
Derek White.
That,
really? Derek White. Derek White.
Derek White. Let me tell you
something. Holy smokes. I might have to take all things I said about him back. He's a baller.
You mean trashing his dental work?
Oh, no. They ain't got nothing to do with his balling abilities.
And his hairline over here, that dude.
Oh, no, well, he gave up on that.
That was a great move by him. Going bald was very strong. Yes. He looks way cooler bald.
Yes.
Way cooler.
Now we concentrate on his teeth.
Did you guys see yesterday? Did you see the moment? There's a couple moments that were great yesterday for Team USA. First, though, did you guys notice LeBron James thinking the French crowd was, like, applauding him? Like, the French crowd just is going, they're going bananas, and they go cut to LeBron James, and he's like, you know, bringing on the love, and then he puts the crown on himself, and then no egos. Well, the French gold medalist swimmer has just walked into the arena.
Oh.
It was very unfair. Like, nobody went like,
hey, awkward.
I was like, what? Because LeBron, like, for a second, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. They're cheering LeBron. And Noah Eagle goes, Yes, the French gold medals. Like, I'm like, whoa, man. They really, because the French really hate Embiid. I mean, they hate his ass.
I was watching diving.
This is embarrassing. I'm not gonna lie.
And I saw somebody get a perfect score.
You seen it, Marcos?
This is so bad.
I wish we could play it. I really do wish we could play it. But you know, Olympics are sensitive. But it's great. No, LeBron legitimately thought the entire arena was cheering for him, and they were cheering for the French.
He pointed at his name. What are you thinking, dude? What are you looking at? Wow, this is a tweet. It's a video. He literally points to the back of his jersey. Like, that's yeah. You know who you're talking to.
That's right. The king. The king is here. Jeez,
because he saw himself on the Jumbotron. What is he, six? I can't believe this, dude. This is great.
John S. says Embiid balled out yesterday. Of course he did. It was a group of 6'4 Brazilians. Of course he balled out yesterday.
Yeah, these are children on the court, based off what I'm seeing here.
Even who was the guy? Mark Few, the guy who was the Gonzaga coach. Even he at the they're like, Embiid. And he goes, yeah, you know, kind of comes too easy for him, you know. Like, what he said something that I think he thought was going to be a compliment, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then did you guys see yesterday? Eric Spoelstra. Major stink eye to Joel Embiid. Major stink eye. It can only be described as stink eye.
Wow.
Because Embiid, he was cheering on the bench because Anthony Davis had a monster putback. Looked like a monster.
I mean, have you gotten... I've in the last couple of years, I've gotten more respect.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Respect, and my respect has grown for Anthony Davis, right? Because unlike Embiid and unlike Carl Anthony Towns, he kind of had that same, he has turned it around.
Yeah, well, mostly durability issues though, right? Like he's built.
But they also, I don't know if his defensive game was ever where it is now.
It's funny is that he's way bigger than Bam, but also hates playing center.
He's Carl Anthony Towns, but over the last couple of years, he's, been a frequent visitor of the paint.
So he has this putback dunk, and Joel Embiid is like freaking out, cheering, and even Halliburton's like, "You got to hold him back, hold him back." And just look at Spo, just like looking at Embiid.
Oh my god!
He's like, "Ugh."
Oh my goodness, Spo!
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's like this.
That's like NBA do not find me face.
I wish we could play the video, because like the video is like it was a slow mo, just like look at the camera, like, ugh. Like, shut up.
You celebrate this?
It's like, shut up, Joel.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at that stink eye that he's giving him, dude.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Wait, but Steve Kerr is looking too. Look at Steve Kerr.
Yeah, but Steve Kerr looks like he's got a little, yeah. You know, Embiid's happy. But Spo's like, ugh. Yeah. Ugh. No thanks.
We know who the coach should be.
We all know.
We all will. Know.
He will.
Yeah, he will.
It went from Pop to Steve Kerr, because Steve Kerr was in the Spo position now. And then it'll go from Steve Kerr to Spo.
But like that's a look, right? I'm not reaching.
That's scary. Like,
yeah.
If that look had words, them words would not be friendly.
She's like, John, you're acting like he just like, all right, he dunked over four featherweights from the UFC division. Like, what are you doing? Just dunked over Jose Aldo, and you're acting like he did something special. He's just annoyed by him. I don't know. They're trying, like, they're all like, oh, we're here for Embiid because, you know, the French are mad at him.
Not really. They.
By the way, did you also see, speaking of somebody who everybody hates, this is insane, Leroy. How does this man get everybody to hate his guts? And of course, I'm referring to the other center everybody hates, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Did you see he made up a surgery? He played 4 minutes for the French team. He made up that he had finger surgery. And the French coach is like, nah, I just wanted a different look. I wanted to go small Wemby at the center.
Oh,
that's not going small.
Well, I mean, you know.
What?
It's not going small, but it's just get Rudy Gobert the hell off the court.
I don't understand how a guy makes so much money and everywhere he goes, nobody likes him and he keeps winning awards.
I don't know. It's weird.
Pity?
No. It's like, that's, you know what that is? Stat line.
Yeah.
That's it. Because I don't think you go into a game with Rudy Gobert and you're afraid of what Rudy Gobert is going to do to you.
I will say, though, like I've thought a lot of times, like, is Rudy Gobert just disliked because of the French thing? And apparently not, because even his own country can't stand him.
Yeah.
Even his own coach is like, meh.
At a certain point, man, not everyone could be wrong. Everyone
you should have, you know what you should have? A one-on-one basketball game with Embiid and Rudy Gobert center court in France. Who would get the most boost? Yeah.
I'm going to guess Embiid because they really seem to hate him. But
because Gobert is at least French.
Yeah.
But they don't like him because he didn't play for the French.
That's what they don't think he stinks. They're just like, hey, man, we got to play Rudy Gobert. That's why
there's a lot of players that could have played for different countries.
Looks like Spo wanted to send him off to France. He's like, enough of this guy. Sick of Joel Embiid.
Well, I haven't seen a look like that from Spo. Especially not with a 30-plus point win.
Right. Like, right? Who's like, acting like they're killing Brazil?
They look like they're down 30.
And he's just like, shut up, Joel Embiid. I am sick of his ass.
Man. Spo.
That was disgust in his face.
He's disgusted with him.
Absolute disgust in his face.
Why were you so mad at Joel?
Yeah, that has to be a question for sure.
He's going to be like, that's just narrative that's out there. He goes,
No. That's some bull. I seen them eyes. I haven't seen them eyes in a long time.
I know what those
especially are. When your team's winning by 30 plus.
I'm very familiar with those eyes. That's
Steve Kerr gave him the look too. If you show the picture. Look at Steve Kerr.
Man. I'm seeing Steve Kerr, but like Steve Kerr's like, meh, what's going on over there? Spo's genuinely like, ugh.
I see what's going on and I hate it.
They're the only two people not watching the basketball game. They're looking at dumb Embiid. Look at the fans. No fans are looking over here.
It was a crazy play. Like it was some Monstar stuff from Anthony Davis, but they're just like so annoyed by Joel Embiid and his Joel Embiid act.
Jay Fig said it great. That's the look I gave the screen when Tobin said, Dolly Fin.
Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you today?
Doing much better. How are you?
I mean, I was good until everybody got mad at me like 40 minutes ago. Like,
I mean, what did you really
expect? That's your own doing.
It's not my own doing. We're just having some fun, baby. Mm.
That was rough, Tobin. Mm.
Mm. I don't think you guys like quite got it.
Oh no! Okay.
Did you get it?
Dolly fins.
Dolly.
No
fins.
The more you say it, the worse it sounds.
Does it? I feel like you know. I feel like it's catching on.
Do you? No. Really? Do you feel that way?
You know, people used to mock the T.I. Miami Dolphins song, and then you kind of missed it.
Mm. The T.I.
You kind of missed
it. Or the T-Pain.
T-Pain, excuse me.
Oh, I was like T.I. did one too. I didn't see that. Wow. It's okay. You know, you can workshop it a little bit. I'll ask Solana and Jimmy. Maybe we're just
We need a new musical partnership because those rat bastards from Jimmy Buffett like won't let them do Fins Up anymore.
That's true.
Not Jimmy Buffett, of course, his stupid estate that it got greedy and won't let them do Fins Up anymore.
How dare they?
So you have to hashtag a ridiculous Go Fins to get a Dolphins logo because you can't say Fins Up, even though everybody's going to keep saying Fins Up.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous. Now we need a new slogan. We need a new thing. And I feel like Dolly Fins is the way to go.
All right. Okay.
You know?
Just keep repackaging it, huh?
No, just saying, like, I think it'll grow on you. You know, it's one of those things.
Right. So you didn't like cheeseburger, but hear me out on this. Burger with cheese, maybe.
Yeah. Like, just let it marinate for a little bit, and I think you'll be there. You know, it's a lot like Love Island. Like, you may get the yick early on, but then all of a sudden you're like, I kind of like this person.
All right. That's fair.
I think you guys will like Dolly Fins.
Ek and Sue? Is this another Ek and Sue situation?
Oh, my God. Dead to me. Dead to me.
That's so great. That guy,
what a phone he was.
Davide?
You loved him. What do you mean?
Came crawling back to Ekinsu.
They won. Didn't they win?
They did, right?
And I think they got their own reality show. And then my wife and I today, we were taking stock of like who is still together from this Love Island, because this is a very popular Love Island.
Wait, don't tell me. Do not say it.
Mm.
Well, I don't understand, JP.
I don't know. Okay. I will mute you.
But
sir.
They're not like there's no surprise couples. Like if you're at Casa Amor already, you know who everybody is.
Mm. I need to find out when the end date of this season was, because that will determine if you're in jurisdiction.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, weeks. We're up to weeks now, James.
Yeah, I'm up to weeks. That's ridiculous.
No, I am watching it, okay? Ooh. I don't know how much I have left, but don't
the only couple that I don't know if they're still together or not, but I think they are because they were adorable, is Odell's brother. Ah. You know one, because you know.
Yeah, Odell I know brother. They won. So you don't know if they're together or not?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything from them.
Well, let's give it a year, because then they usually say it a year later.
Well, some of them live like across the world from me. Like two of the couples, like one lives in England. Like,
well, they were both living in Houston, right?
Yeah.
No, one of them just lives in England.
No, I'm talking about
Odell.
Cordell and
No, not them. Not that.
Serena.
No. I'm talking about Aaron and Kaylor.
36 episodes in this season. 36
oh my God.
Of them.
You got no chance.
It was good.
That's
it
rough.
Was good. Yeah. Better than Game of Thrones. Say that much. House of the Dragon. House of the Gogi.
Wow. And each of these is an hour-long episode, huh?
Yeah, so I've taken a while to get through them because now it's become like an hour and a half.
What?
Yes,
they get what doing.
And no, I'm not doing that. That's way too much.
Wow.
Sometimes I'm like, I've been watching this forever and I've only gone in 30 minutes.
We'll take a break. Rats Off a Ship is next.
Rats Off a Ship, Game 6.
Rats Off a Ship.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats all for sheep. Ah, Dolly Fins. What do you got today for us, J-Fig?
Well, I'm going to start off by possibly disturbing you.
Okay.
Alrighty then. So I have at number one, cotton candy burrito. Apparently this is served at the Arizona Cardinals game.
Okay.
Don't like the sound of it, but this is, oh my goodness.
Whew. Wow.
That's disgusting.
That is, what the hell is going on in there?
That looks delicious.
What's in there?
Are those M&M's?
Cereal? M&M's, Fruit Loops.
You can't mix, you can't mix chocolate and candy. That's just a, yeah, it's a sin.
What is, I think I'm rats off a ship. I think I'm rats. I don't like cotton candy very much anyway. And then to put it in, I do love burritos, but I.
Where, I'm sorry. Where was this taking place exactly?
Arizona.
Arizona Cardinals.
That's nice. That is nice. That is nice. Only reason I ask is because I know you were very critical of Indianapolis recently, and I found out that they are home to a snack con. It's like Comic-Con, but for snacks. That's something you'd see at one of these special events, like some of these weird things that never make it to the market. That's gross.
It says
somebody said you have type 12 diabetes, eat next.
It says it has ice cream, fruity pebbles, marshmallows, gummy bears, and several other candies.
Can I just say this?
Eat that.
Nah.
You've already named four candies I don't like.
Nah.
Marshmallows can kick rocks. Gummy bears can kick rocks.
Wow.
I feel like the marshmallow and the cotton candy, number one, cotton candy melts in your mouth, and then the marshmallow, ugh. No, that's just disturbing.
Gross.
I feel like there's no way that a stadium is going to make this look good. You know, like they'll do it for one, even just to like make it look like that for a stadium display. No, no, way, that's dude. That's
just looks
that's
awful.
That my rats are snorkeling.
What's the blue stuff? Gum?
The blue? I think they're blue M&M's. Well, no, I think that's ice cream.
Wow,
it's possibly cotton candy ice cream. Also,
you know, it's unfortunate. I'm looking at all the other options they have that they're adding to their menu. I see a potato with cheese and brisket. I see like elote with hot Cheetos. I see so many better options.
Elote is good.
Who the hell decided, yeah, let's go ahead and I see a meatball on a stick. Like now we're thinking, people.
Also, what parent wait,
what the hell is a hot Cheeto?
A hot Cheeto?
What's a hot Cheeto? Cheeto?
You know what that's hot what Cheeto? You said, right?
Yeah. You know what a hot Cheeto is? Leroy, I may have to examine your card if you don't know what a hot Cheeto is. This is, you don't know what the normal spicy
been around
spicy
quite some time.
I know what it is. Never mind.
Right, that's fair.
Paseo says my rats have already made it back to land.
That is right up.
Deadly, man. Flaming hot.
Yeah. My rats are so far.
Not
down
to be confused with the jalapeno the ocean floor.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Yeah, it's disgusting. We're unanimous rat swim.
Unanimous for sure.
Rats off a ship. We'd probably be able to float on that thing, though. Man. You know, for safety.
But the cotton candy will melt, unfortunately.
I don't think the whatever else
will help.
Everything else,
it looks buoyant.
It does look buoyant. That's very strange.
By the way, I do agree with Dade South and Timbo Slice for Leroy. He disrespected gummy bears, and I agree. You can go to hell. Like, gummy bears are delightful.
Gummy
dude.
Bears can kick the sharpest of
all. Let's just not say things.
Wow, dude.
Gummy bears.
Let's just not say things we can't take back. And gummy bears are delightful.
Gummy bears, Swedish fish.
Okay, dude.
same thing, though. Those are not the same. Like
I will, but here.
You don't like gelatin-based things, I can tell.
I know. I like watermelon Sour Patch Kids.
Wow. Watermelon Sour Patch. Only those?
Only those?
That's just, okay. All right.
They have their own
packet. I understand they have their own packet, but why them but not gummy bears?
That's what I'm saying.
Gummy bears suck.
They're cousins.
They all taste the same.
Okay.
You know what? Just move on. Move on, J Fig.
You're
going
to hear about this in
October.
How
many bears? I put them in the same classification as Twizzlers.
I will put this as in 2 years, I'll see you snacking on gummy bears.
Oh, he's going to be a gummy bear connoisseur.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
We'll see. All right, whatever, dude.
You won't ever see me eating the Swedish fish.
Yeah. That's what you said about tacos.
Yeah, you food take the way I sports take. You're a flip-flopper, dude.
Flip-flopper.
You're a food flip-flopper.
I've made it all these years without giving a damn about a gummy bear. I'm a maker.
You're going to be eating tacos with a
I've had tacos before.
What if they put a gummy bear
But I explained why I don't like tacos.
Yeah.
Too messy.
I'm going to bring in next week. I'm bringing in gummy bears.
Yeah.
I dare you to eat them in front of me and tell me you don't like them.
I'm not going to eat them.
We'll
see.
You like jelly beans? You play the game every year with your family.
No. Or is that chocolate? That's not with jelly beans.
Oh, that's chocolate. With chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
How can one like Valentine's Day chocolate more than gummy bears?
So strange.
Ridiculous.
This is strange.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, come on.
Chocolate with caramel and nuts.
There's only three of them in the whole thing. Like 75% of those chocolates are questionable, to say the least.
That's why we played Russian roulette with them.
Platinum Sword says,
you know, you haven't lived until you squished the middle and got that cream sickle.
Platinum sources. Tobin's gonna slip in the good gummy bears.
Oh, the Dion Waiters.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna
those
be
are
doing,
just gummies.
We're gonna be doing our tour.
And hi, is it Kate Yogi? Is one platform enough?
What if you have to like take vitamin gummies?
Vitamin gummies. Oh yeah, for sure. Well, the one a days.
I don't know if I. That's different though.
Huh? No, it's not.
That's medication.
That's medication. You're not gonna have that. You're not gonna have that for delight.
Ooh, for delight.
You're not having that. No. But that's different.
Speak for
yourself. That's like being a weird kid who's like chowing down on the Flintstones. You're like, how many of these can I have?
Also, you're saying you didn't do that.
Weird. So weird. Crazy.
Nah, I was such an addict as a kid. I would just crush the Flintstones, the Dino, and I'd snort it.
Wow.
There's those big grains falling.
This guy really wanted his vitamins.
He wanted a quicker effect.
Hey, by the way, you needed more than one dinosaur.
Oh, okay.
That's so wild.
What's number two, J-Fig?
Well, Marcos.
Yes.
I already know where your rats lie with this one.
All right.
Seafood.
Ugh. Tadpole water.
Oh, what? What do you mean?
Wow, dude. Apparently, Gen Zers are drinking this to lose weight. It has warm water, a couple tablespoons of chia seeds, and a squeeze of fresh lemon.
Wait, so is there... I'm sorry, there's tadpoles? There is little tadpoles in this?
No, that's the version that you have, you idiot.
I think it's just named that.
Tadpole
was
water.
Very, very sad. That was very sad. You were...
So they had like
why are you drinking a beverage with seeds in it? Sounds disgusting.
People do that.
Sounds gross.
It's chia seeds.
Ooh. So like what? This is there.
I don't give a damn what kind of seeds it is. It's still a damn seed. Like what are we doing?
Some people put that in their protein shakes and in
you lost me. You lost me at Gen Zers.
That is true.
That's a fair.
I will agree there.
Fair assessment there.
So I'm rats off a ship. Like so, this is like what their version of Ozempic.
Water?
I don't know.
Water with lemon?
There's a lot of weird trends going on.
They didn't invent water, dude. What are they thinking?
That's Toad Zempic.
I don't like this.
Also, I don't like the name. It just
like the name.
It cracks me up. It's really funny because I'm thinking of you the entire time.
I'm looking at this and it's making me uncomfortable. This water is making me uncomfortable. It does resemble a small amount of tadpole swimming.
Ew!
No, that is real. No, that is tadpole.
Those are the
Those
are the chia seeds. Those are the chia seeds.
When did chia seeds get eyes?
They're swimming around. This is gross.
So nasty.
That's disgusting.
I'm looking at this Gen Zer, and it does look like tadpoles. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, she's got like a
whole... That's the chia seeds, guys.
Ugh. Gross. Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah.
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Why? Because it has lemon in it?
Exactly.
That's where I draw the line.
That's where you guys draw the line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am rats off a ship because it's Gen Z. I'm sorry. And Tactical Water. I don't like the name of it, but
it's fair.
It doesn't sound that bad.
Really? Stop. Huh. You know what? True. That's what my wife tries to do to me.
Next Tuesday, bring in some tactical water. Yeah, you like
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll drink
She'll drink some juice and say, you know what? Not that bad.
Oh,
and I'm like,
doesn't
I know what that
sound
means.
Bad.
You know what that means? Nice try, Big Spoon.
Yeah, that's
what chia seeds. What did chia seeds taste like?
Like nothing, literally nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really the equivalent of it has a nice personality, that water.
How about the fact that I'm not a bird and I don't need that many seeds in anything?
Well, it's a good thing you're not a bird, Tobin.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm definitely wrong. Around you.
What's wrong with this one?
Suck.
Marcos, where are your tadpoles?
Another unanimous rats off a ship.
It's not unanimous because I try it. Just don't say the name.
All right. But I thought you were rats off a ship, were you not?
I thought you were rats officer because of Gen Z.
Yeah. That's literally the first thing you said. Okay, so.
Another.
I don't think you understand this game.
Not the drink. You know what, Marcos?
What's number three, J-Fig?
Francis Ngannou winning MMA return in October.
Wait, what?
It'll be the first fight since January 2022.
Yeah, he hasn't fought MMA in 2 years, 2+ years. Whoa. He's been boxing. He's a boxer now, love.
Whoa. What promotion is he fighting under?
PFL. He's fighting PFL. He's fighting Henan Ferreira, who is he's like 6'8". He's a moose, this guy he's fighting.
Okay.
Kind of dangerous.
Man, this was not on my radar. I am excited now.
He did just get obliterated by Anthony Joshua. That was a bad knockout. That was
not good, dude.
Always worries me.
Knocked him out of the sport.
A little long in the tooth.
Damn it, RVA Richie.
But PFL's got a lot invested in him. I'm not rats off a ship on him winning. I feel like PFL's going to have to fix him.
Oh, wow.
Got to protect the product. Yeah.
So you think he's just like not like lost his athleticism or anything? But you think those knockouts are enough to not make him the most feared man as he was? You know, not that long
ago.
Oh
man, I mean, like he got memed by Anthony Joshua.
He got mollywopped to say the least, for sure. But I mean, the guy's just head and shoulders a better boxer than him. He got pieced up. That doesn't mean that was. I mean, I'm sure if you put Anthony Joshua in an MMA situation, it wouldn't look pretty. But
of course, it wouldn't look pretty. Man. Kick him once in the leg, he'd probably go down like a tree.
You at one point, yeah. Oh my god, he's got some sticks. You at one point labeled him the scariest man in the world. Now you're thinking that the fix has to be in order for him to get the dub.
You know, he's a little long in the tooth. He's getting older. You know, he had that. He had been through some personal tragedy. He lost his son.
Very true.
You know, he's been through a lot. I'm a little worried. It seems fast.
I do say also sometimes when fighters get that munyon outside of...
Oh, he's got that munyon, you know, dude. That's true.
Usually the inspiration is hard for them to get back in the ring.
I'm not rats off a ship on him winning, but I am concerned. Okay. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship, but yeah, I'm the same with you. You don't know what his status is going back to MMA.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What about you, J-Fig?
I'll agree with you guys. I'm not rats off a ship.
Not Frog right. Boy?
Yeah, I am not rats off a ship, but I got questions. I got questions.
It's Max Holloway. We got questions. We got questions, brother.
We got concerns.
Yeah.
Give us one more, J-Fig, to close out this rats off a ship.
Sure. We got TNT using Inside the NBA to discuss all sports.
Oh.
By the way, can I just say this?
Sure.
It was CBS, right? That has the Olympics.
NBC.
No, NBC.
NBC. Stop playing the basketball music because you got.
Why?
I don't want basketball music for the Olympics.
But it's coming, but they get it back. Like, it's
next year. Not even this year. It's next year. I don't want to hear. Right. They're not, all of a sudden they're playing it every time basketball is played. No. That's what the NBA.
Couldn't disagree with you more. However, I am rats off a ship on TNT.
Wow.
And this whole holding Inside the NBA hostage. First off, Charles Barkley had to unretire, even though we knew he was never going to retire.
Uh-huh.
But you want to know something, dude? if you didn't want to keep the NBA, then you don't get to keep the inside of the NBA. So it's time for them to let them go wherever they want to go. No Sports Center. I don't need Ernie, Chuck, Kenny, and Shaq breaking down hockey or breaking down baseball or talking sports. They vibe off the games. They talk bleep. Then you got to have Shaq go at Charles Barkley for no rings. How's that going to be funny during hockey?
Here's the problem.
True.
They're not doing this to keep the show going. They're doing this from keeping them from going to other stations.
I know. But, like, you didn't keep the sport.
They're paying them. They're paying them.
Somebody else will pick up the tab.
Of course, but they don't want that.
Yeah, ridiculous. Let them go. Sick of this.
Probably, oh, we can't get NBA? You can't get our guys.
It's, you know what that is? That's being a big baby. That's what that is. That's why I'm rats off a ship.
Got a text message that says
$1 million, baby, because they're paying them.
I got a text that says they've always played the NBA on NBC theme for the Olympics for basketball. This is not just the first.
No.
Let's see. I need to look this up because I love, what is it, Round Ball Rock? I think that's the name of it.
You know who produced that?
John Tesh.
Yeah.
That's actually my cousin, John.
Where are your rats, Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. Mm-hmm. They have that option. Those guys.
But do you like that option?
Well, I would rather them be around basketball.
Yeah.
I don't want Chuck talking about hockey. Mm.
I mean, Chuck is a big Matthew Tkachuk fan, but he also likes Draisaitl, which is Draisaitl.
Front runner. All the good players.
Dave South says Kyle Lowry is John Tush.
That's a point.
I haven't had a good Lowry joke in a while.
Point for Twitcher.
Jay Fig, where are your rats?
The rats off a ship.
Ooh.
Sick of it, dude.
Wow.
Sick of it.
Sick of it.
Frog Boy?
I am rats off a ship. Was this another clean sweep?
Rats off a ship.
No,
I wasn't rats off a ship.
Wow, okay. Messing up our thing there, Leroy.
Also, can I squeeze in one more?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Dolphins.
Just say it. Like, imagine we have Pitbull going out there. He's on the Jumbotron and he's doing his little Pitbull shimmy and Dolphins.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one for sure.
Imagine the shirt.
Rats
off a ship.
Yeah.
What if we make a Pitbull version of a dolphin cartoon on a shirt and it just says Dolphins in the font?
No. It's not going to work.
I'm pretty sure if that were to be a thing, it'd be separated.
Let it go.
So I would assume your rats are off the ship. Ben?
Huh.
Cannonballs?
Everybody's rats are off the ship.
Fair enough.
Turns out Dolphins already a thing.
What?
Yeah, I think it's Dale, though. He makes fins for surfboards. Probably Dale.
Take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.